know why, we are not measuring them from the International Space Station. Over. Dustin, contact lenses stick to your eyes through a property of liquids called surface tension. And that same force of liquids to other liquids works in space just the same on Earth. In fact, it works even better because there's no gravity trying to pull the contact lens off your eye. Over. Megan, your question depends on whether we're outside in the vacuum of space or if we're inside in the air of the space station. When we're inside the space station, with the same pressure as at sea level where you're living in Houston, water boils at the same temperature, 100 degrees Celsius, and melts at the same temperature, zero. But if we take that water outside, it will boil at a much, much lower temperature, closer to 0 degrees Celsius. Over. George, my hardest adjustment to life here is being away from lots of nice people. I have one crewmate, Sasha, and he and I are good friends, but we miss other people. Over. Yes, I have, Madison, and it's quite a fantastic thing to see. But when we see meteors flying by, they're not flying by us above us, they're flying by below us. And we see them as they're burning up into the atmosphere of the Earth, way, way down below us. Over. Jad, we can't really see rainbows like you do on Earth because we can't get behind a rainstorm, which is the way a rainbow is formed on Earth, with the sun behind it, a rainstorm. However, we can see a rainbow-like spot underneath the station when the sun is above us, and it is this rainbow-like spot coming off the back of the clouds that we see. We see lightning all over the Earth on the dark side of the Earth from thunderstorms that are thousands of miles apart, and they all go off at the same time. It's a wonderful thing to see. Over. Savannah, this question is a little bit like the boiling water question. Yes, evaporation takes place at the same rate depending on the temperature of things. Here inside the space station, the temperature is about 23 degrees Celsius, or about 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And water does evaporate fairly quickly. The humidity is quite low here, so it's a bit like being in Colorado or in the West Texas. If we took that same water outside into the vacuum of space, then it would evaporate very quickly. Over. Bye-bye.